It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. First, a railroad crossing in Fountain has been closed because of an accident involving a train. According to the city of Fountain, the incident occurred on Fontaine and Highway 85 around 4:50 this afternoon. Officials confirmed the incident was a fatal accident involving that train and pedestrian. Fountain police say the crossing will be closed for the next several hours. We'll get the latest with Joel in just a few minutes. Well, are you finding it hard to breathe? The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has issued an air quality health advisory for ozone for northern Teller and northeastern El Paso counties. City points of interest include Woodland Park, Florissant, Colorado Springs, Manitou, and Monument. That'll be until 10 o'clock tonight. Wildfire smoke enhancing ozone across the advised area. Ozone concentrates are expected to reach an unhealthy category for sensitive groups this afternoon and evening before returning to more moderate levels later on this evening. The FDA and Give and Go Prepared Foods announcing a voluntary recall of 26 muffins and muffin-related products over possible listeria contamination. The items sold at Walmart, 7-Eleven, and other stores include labels as like Worthy Crunch and Uncle Wally's. Give and Go says they have not received any word of anyone getting ill, but they want to take this action out of an abundance of caution. That sinkhole that opened at North Union Boulevard over the weekend should be fixed by the end of this week. The sinkhole was reported Sunday in a residential area in a northeastern section of Colorado Springs. A large section of North Union remains closed to complete those repairs. Colorado Springs Utilities eliminated water and sewer leaks as a cause of that sinkhole, and the owner of the private road is now investigating its cause. Motorcycle crash deaths are down in Colorado. CDOT says there have been 59 bike-related deaths this year compared to 140 deadly crashes in 2020. They want drivers to check their blind spots and use extra caution while going into intersections. Now that COVID-19 in Colorado, the case numbers continue to increase. Governor Polis says the vast majority of hospitalizations and deaths are among the state's unvaccinated population. During an update to the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccination efforts today, Polis said 95.7% of COVID hospitalizations between January and the end of June were among people who are not fully vaccinated. And as the Delta variant of COVID-19 continues to sweep across Colorado, Governor Polis announced a new incentive program to get vaccinated. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold has more.
The announcement came during a news conference this afternoon. Governor Polis says anyone who gets a vaccine at specific sites in the coming days can get a free $100 Walmart gift card. Polis was also joined by Community College System Chancellor Joe Garcia, COVID-19 Vaccine Campaign Manager Tara Trujillo, and Brittany Morris Saunders with Amazon. During the presser, the Colorado Community College System announced over 60 new scholarships courtesy of Amazon for Coloradans who get vaccinated. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
Peterson Air Force Base, Schriever Air Force Base, and Cheyenne Mountain Air Force Station in Colorado Springs being renamed. The three military facilities will adopt new names following a ceremony this week to better reflect their role in the U.S. Space Force, according to a government release today. The locations will be renamed Schriever Space Force Base, Peterson Space Force Base, and Cheyenne Mountain Space Force Station. The Colorado installations are home to vital parts of the nation's space control. And Colorado Springs police investigating an exchange of gunfire at a gas station on South Murray. Officials called to that parking lot after reports that two groups shot at each other. Police department still investigating. And finally, a small American delegation heading to the Summer Olympics. First Lady Jill Biden appears to be one of only two officials that are going to represent the U.S.
A few showers and storms will linger across the Pikes Peak region, parts of the Palmer Divide, and even parts of the Wet Mountains as we move through early this evening. Flash flooding, locally heavy rain, primary concern. Storms will start to dissipate after 9 p.m., partly clear, temperatures in the 60s. And highs back in the 80s to low 90s for southern Colorado on Thursday before more widespread storms develop after 4 p.m. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.